Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm your host. I bet you can guess my name. I'm talking to you here from the KKNW studios, AM 1150 in Seattle. And you may be listening to me right this very minute, WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York, or, of course, on cable radio network across the United States or anywhere in the world on Transformation Talk Radio. So glad that you've joined me here today. You know, I sometimes think about how we go from point A to point Z. And oftentimes along the way, we're just not quite sure, you know, if and when we're ever going to get to Z, you know, our goal or our feeling, you know, good a lot of the time or whatever it is we want in our lives, what do we want to manifest in our lives. And before we get into the show today, I just wanted to share with you that I've been getting a lot of insights in my realm, which is the energetic realm. You know, some people refer to it as the woo-woo, right? You know, because I do this healing and transformational work where I'm not touching the person. But the truth of the matter is, when we work within the person's biofield, that is a few inches away from a person, it transforms their lives in a variety of ways. It can affect changes. And scientists are showing that we don't end at the edges of our body. We actually extend well beyond that. And it makes perfect sense that by interacting in that field, that we can affect changes in our lives. And of course, we do a lot of personal work. I know that a lot of you who are listening right this very moment have done a lot of inner work. And if you're anything like me, you feel really grateful for the transformation that you've made, and yet you're still feeling stuck. Most recently, I've been thinking a lot about our vibrational structures. The vibrational structures determine the patterns in our life. And I'm always saying to people, if you want to change the pattern in your life, then change the pattern in your vibrational field. Now, that may sound kind of ethereal and out there. However, by changing the pattern in your field, it actually affects the reality that you attract. Tomorrow at Stellar Reflections, I'm going to be talking a lot about something called vibrational ease. And I'll be talking about the vibrational field and the patterns and how important it is to shift from one pattern to another and what the keys are to do that. Now, you've probably heard, you know, about The Secret and all that kind of stuff. And you may actually do things like visualization, affirmations, vision boarding. And you also, you know, work within to try to focus and shift your life. And you may still feel stuck. I know that most of us, while still here in the human plane, feel stuck in one way or another. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking at Stellar Reflections from 1 to 5 about the importance of vibrational ease. Now, that's what I'm calling the state of being that our vibrational field needs to be in order to transfer from one pattern to another. Now, that may sound like kind of, oh, out there and just for the energy healing community, but I have to tell you, when you start to understand this at this level, then you will begin to understand some of the keys to apply in your daily life that help to shift you. So it's you know, it may sound out kind of out there, but I'm going to give you concrete tools to change your life. And we'll go through and do some meditations and some journaling, as well as, you know, some dialoguing to see how you're feeling stuck and maybe what needs to shift in your life in order to so that you can move into that next level of being, that place that you just dream and yearn to become.
As a coach, though, I mean, you definitely have to pick apart what you need to do and start with yourself first is what you're saying, right?
Oh,
for those
absolutely.
Just tuning in. Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And really the key is to get into the vibration of perfection. Now, I'm not talking about perfectionism because I have to tell you that perfectionism is not the vibration of perfection. I'm talking about that vibration of perfection that permeates the universe, that holds it together, that has all the laws of attraction and allows us to heal miraculously in a variety of ways. And so there are ways of getting into that state of being that allow you to go from where you're at right now to where you want to go.
Now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are, just to let you know, we are actually still looking for our guest at the moment. So If there's something else you'd like to add or maybe move on.
Is he under the table?
Yeah, maybe? Exactly. I wish. Yeah. We just had a little bit of an issue trying to get him, but we are in search of him at the moment. So Richard, for all of our listeners, stay tuned.
Yes. And he's a very exciting guest.
Yes.
But, you know, really, what I'm sharing tomorrow at Stellar Reflections has helped me to shift dramatically in my own life. And I think, Benny, that when we're teachers, what happens is we figure out what it is that we need to learn. And when we begin to process it and piece it together, then we want to share it with others. But it's always something that we ourselves want, you know, or need to learn.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So joy, oh joy, I've been stuck in my life in a variety of ways from, you know, health crises to relationship problems. And I've been experiencing a lot of chaos in my life. Although, you know, Benny, I think sometimes we think that chaos is bad, but I think that chaos is actually an opportunity for focusing on our desire of what it is we want to create and getting on this movement of change.
Sounds like you're describing my day already. I've already had a couple fire alarms. So chaos is definitely, I think, a benefit and a challenge, but it also builds the brain. You always hear, you know, jobs are always consistent and complacent, and people get that way.
Right.
So you're absolutely right on jumping outside every once in a while, which is good for the brain. Got to give that little exercise to the old brain and the cells up there.
Yeah, and
a good workout.
And from my perspective as an energy healer, there's an aspect of developing trust that you're going to be able to, you know, work it through. It's like, okay, you said, by the way, you know, the guest isn't on the other end of that line, Chris. Can you just sort of take it from here for a while? It's like, sure, you know, I guess.
Yeah.
Because if we resist it, then it doesn't allow things to flow. And there is a sense of perfection. And there's an aspect of embracing what is in the moment that allows us to flow in a new way so that things unfold more easily. So it's, you know, it's not always easy to find the ease, but it's an important thing to find.
I agree with you 100%, especially with having twin boys.
Oh, yes. So what do you learn from your twins about being in that place of ease?
First of all, to manage both at one and then just to calm down and to relax. I mean, here especially, I'm on my horse from start to finish. And then after, but I've designed it personally my way. So when I leave out that door and down the hall into the car, that I can just separate myself. Then I can relax and focus on personal, you know, the personal side of life, which I'm totally comfortable with and I love it.
Well,
so
that's great that you can, you know, leave the stresses behind. And I know I've watched you put out lots of fires, you know, over these last several months. And
like a fire extinguisher on my hip.
And yet you stay really calm. What's your secret to that?
What's my secret? I think you have to just be vocal and communicate with whether you're right or wrong. I mean, really, you do. And just whether you want to know the information, if I have to go to the restroom or not, then I'm going to tell you no matter what, just so you know and to put you at ease that I have to go do that.
Well, of course, I have to give you a hall pass first.
Well, and it's usually sitting right here on the counter. But that's exactly right. It's the communication aspect of life and my vision on how I see things. And I think it truly helps.
And, you know, you are also really wonderful at staying in the moment. I mean, I watch you focusing on multiple things simultaneously, and you're just right there. And I feel sometimes that you're just right there with the conversation. You're right there with my needs. And you're doing all sorts of funny things over there with a lot of different boards, a lot of electronics.
Thank you. It's just being sharp and also being around it for as long as I have. So,
yeah,
it's good to know.
And one of the things, I was dealing with a refrigerator that died this morning. And there I was, you know, trying to finish up preparation for my show for this wonderful guest who I hope we're going to have on. And, you know, dealing with throwing all sorts of things out, you know, from the refrigerator, mm-hmm. some of which I didn't even know existed until I pulled them out.
Oh, boy.
And what dawned on me was, you know, once upon a time when I was, you know, a few decades younger, I would have gotten totally freaked out by this situation. I would have been really stressed and I would have thought, oh, no, what am I going to do? You know, and it's just a matter of learning over the years that we can handle whatever comes up. And that's really empowering to be able to know that we're supported one way or another. Mm-hmm. It can happen.
And that's what you're saying about the challenges we face. Before you know it, those challenges are just like everyday, part of everyday life, too.
Yeah.
And then you kind of want a new one every once in a while, just so you get out of stay out of that complacency.
Yeah. And it allows us to change and allows us to shift the way we perceive ourselves in a variety of ways. It can be so important. And I know that parenting over the years, you talk about your 2-year-olds. I think that one of the things that I've learned as a parent over the years is I can handle just about anything. And when you end up having to stay up all night with a sick child, or you've got a lot of fear about something that's happening to them, or you realize that, you just totally stressed out and yet you get through it. It's wonderful to know that you can handle it. And that's very empowering.
I myself am starting to do that with the sick little kiddos. It's frustrating, but you know what? It's all worth it. Dedicate and take that time for them.
Yeah. And it's, I think that when we're stressed, we have a tendency to not be in that place of love. And, you know, because they say there's fear and there's love, and we can't be in both places at once. And that stress sort of puts us in that place of fear. So I'm not going to let this, you know, this fear of my guest not showing up, and I'm really excited about talking to him. I hope he does get in the way of my being present with you, the listener. And we're going to go to a quick break here. And when we return, more on the Christine Upchurch Show.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, Stellar Conversations to Illuminate Your Journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like to transform your life and help create a brighter future for our planet? On November 16th, join inspiring visionaries Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden here in Seattle to Get Your Shift Together, exploring the science of personal and global transformation. Come learn the latest about the nexus between science and spirituality and gain new insights to help positively shift your own world and the world beyond. For more information about this exciting event, go to drjoedispenza.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so excited to announce that our guest is in the studio via telephone. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce this wonderful man. I'm so excited he's on the show today, Dr. Richard Moss. You know, he is known as the maestro of deep work, and he's developed something that he calls radical aliveness. He is an internationally respected leader and visionary, and he focuses on personal transformation, self-healing, which I think go hand in hand, and helping people evolve along their spiritual path. Back in 1977, there he was working as a medical doctor. He's an MD, and he had taken some time off, and he had an awakening of sorts, and it transformed his path, and now it has transformed the lives of many others across the planet. Richard has his MD from New York Medical College. Back in 1972, he got that. And, you know, along his path, he has helped many and written several books. He's the author of seven different books, including the most recent, Inside Out Healing. And it's a fabulous book. And I'm really grateful to have Dr. Richard Moss here. Richard, welcome.
Well, thank you, Christine. And I really apologize for not being on time.
Oh, that's
and,
quite
and, but,
all right.
You know, the good thing was I got to listen to you, because when I was able to hear before they brought me on. And I just, you said start off wherever I wanted to start off, and I thought you made a lovely differentiation of perfectionism and as a kind of obsessive, not particularly positive quality, but tuning into the sense of perfection.
Right.
And you were saying that there are ways of doing that, and it made me, as I was listening to you, think about, and what are those ways? And for me, the way is that, in a certain sense, our own imagining of the holistic nature of life, the world, the universe, and ourselves within that, and the sense of perfection and all that. Mm. Not perfection when, like, a person who has to get every little thing perfect
right.
And makes them feel crazy. But the rightness of all things.
Yes.
So tuning into that, kind of saying, you know, I wonder what my life would look like if I released myself into or yielded myself into the sense of the rightness of all things.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is a very creative thing. Instead of living your life to just, you know, kind of put out one fire after another, oh, this has to happen, now I have to do this.
Right.
Kind of live your life moving in the sense of, I am already that for which I have been seeking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm already sufficient as I am. And so I was just thinking, okay, well, in my writing and my teaching of how to live in the present moment, the sense of releasing my thinking and coming back to what is coming back to the inherent rightness of the moment, the inherent perfection of the moment.
Yes.
And it's a practice. You just do it over and over and over again until your whole body begins to recognize what it feels like to trust.
Yes. And that trust is an essential part of stepping into our wholeness. You know, Richard, it's funny because I've been on my own path for many, many years, a decades-long journey that started. You know, I'm a former research statistician, and I faced cancer and healed myself without any medical treatment, and it sort of shifted my path. And it's funny because it wasn't until recently that your name and your amazing work came, you know, into my awareness, which sort of surprises me because you're really big deal out there. And your work is amazing. And I have to tell you, when I was reading Inside Out, Inside Out Healing, it was so touching. I'm a very vibrationally aware person, and immediately reading what you had written in that book, I could feel my heart chakra vibrate. It's clear that you are in this place of heart-centeredness as you move forward helping others. And I want to know, whatever inspired you to shift from being a medical doctor to helping people doing this deep work?
Well, I'd have to say, someone asked me in an interview, is there's anything from your early childhood that contributed to this. And the story I have about my life in early childhood, having not been breastfed, even though my mother was a nurse, she was someone who couldn't possibly imagine herself doing that in public. And we lived in New York, and I was an infant, and they lived in the five-story walk-up. And so long story short, they started me on infant formula, which I was terribly allergic to.
Oh.
So the point is that early in life with terrible indigestion and then allergies and then asthma, my body, I don't think, ever knew what it was like to feel safe, even though I did have loving parents and caring parents.
Right.
But deep down in the body level, I never knew what it was like to feel safe. So I think all my life, I was competitive as I got older because I felt insecure.
Uh-huh.
And so I would say that insecurity, at some level, almost an existential insecurity that started so early in life. And I think there's that for the ego always at a certain level in our spiritual development, a kind of existential insecurity. And at a certain point in my late 20s, I really became a seeker.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I was in medical school, which keeps you very busy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was a seeker. And I was a seeker, I think, because of not any kind of terrible suffering, but this deep down underlying kind of background sense of uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
So I became a seeker. And then what I learned over the years is you never, ever defeat fear.
That's profound. Say that again, Richard.
Fear is a great god in terms of the structuring the human psyche and survival of almost every living thing. Every living thing has its form of self-protection, its form of fear. And human beings, fear is a very complex sensation, meaning that it's caused by many, many things.
Uh-huh.
Most of them are our own thinking. But if you think of fear as a kind of god, as I did one day when I literally had a vision of fear descending from on high, and I got down literally on my hands and knees, and I put my head to the ground, and I said, "Fear." And this is, how old was I? Maybe coming on 30 years old. And I said, "Ah, this is fear. And you are a great God, but you are not my God."
Oh, wow.
And so from that point on, I decided, all right, if fear is not my God, that pretty much leaves love. I don't really know what that means, but clearly it means I can't hate fear. I can't reject fear. I can't run away from fear. And fear has many forms. I can't run away from aloneness. I can't run away from insecurity. I can't run away from fear of failure or any number of names you put on fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I turned toward fear. And I said, I'm not turning toward fear to conquer you. You're not conquerable. I'm turning toward fear so that there's nothing that closes my heart. Nothing.
Oh.
And that's been 37 years.
Wow.
So I say it starts with that deep background experience of insecurity.
Uh-huh.
And I've come, you know, after working now for all these years with so many thousands and thousands of people in retreat, that in one way or another, fear is there in every person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the most driven people are the most fearful people.
Sure.
And ironically, sometimes the most successful people are also the most fearful people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the people who really crave power in politics are also among the people who are the most fearful and use fear to manipulate others. So until you just choose your conscious relationship to fear, you certainly can't choose a relationship to love.
So how do you lean towards fear?
Well, you know, you actually asked your producer while I was listening what he does, and he says, well, you communicate. You communicate. So if it's in a relationship, you say to yourself, okay, I'm so vulnerable. I'm not going to judge my partner. I'm not going to judge my friend. I'm not going to judge my coworker. But I'm going to not hide my vulnerability. I'm going to express what I think is truly important to me in a non-attacking, non-judgmental way. Not a story about the others. It's a judgment. All those you stories that we tell about other people. You don't love me. You're not good enough. You're better than me. You try. You're not honest, or you're manipulative. Or you can't get anywhere with a person if you judge them. But if you stay with your own vulnerability, instead of letting fear rule you, you learn to walk with vulnerability, talk with
does that shift things?
Well, fear is no longer your God. And humility starts to grow inside of you. And then that allows you to become a carrier of this limitless energy. What awakened in me was so overwhelming when I was 30. And I didn't know what it was. I mean, I've come to understand that in the East they call it Kundalini energy. And in the West they call it cosmic consciousness or spontaneous realization, spontaneous enlightenment. But it uncloaked everything I had built in my ego to protect me from insecurity and fear. And instead of, even though it showed me the absolute wholeness and the perfect peace and rightness of things, it then said, okay, now get to work on yourself, because the last 30 years you built on a foundation of protecting yourself from fear.
Mm.
When you stop doing that, you become a channel. And literally, this awakened energy in me just emanates out in everything I do.
Uh-huh. I certainly felt it while reading the pages of your book.
I'm glad, because it's always a matter of crafting a book that is readable and at the same time not overworking it intellectually.
Yes.
So if it flows from the heart, it carries the energy.
Yes.
And sometimes I was touching that more in my earlier books, but in a certain sense they're less grounded. I mean, the energy flows more in the earlier books, but the books are less... Well, they speak to people in a different way than, let's say, Inside Out Healing, which is a really, can just amazingly help someone change their lives, facing almost anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I want to talk to you more about what you think healing really is and how you define it. And we've got to go on a quick break right now. When we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show, more with the wonderful Dr. Richard Moss.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like to transform your life and help create a brighter future for our planet? On November 16th, join inspiring visionaries Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden here in Seattle to get your shift together, exploring the science of personal and global transformation.
Come learn the latest about the nexus between science and spirituality and gain new insights to help positively shift your own world and the world beyond. For more information about this exciting event, go to drjoedispenza.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Dr. Richard Moss. He's the author of numerous books, including his most recent Inside Out Healing. Now, Richard, before the break, we were talking a little bit about healing. And, you know, you are a medical doctor who sort of shifted into this deep inner work realm. How do you define healing?
How do what?
How do you define healing?
Okay, yeah, I moved the phone on my ear and made a noise. I changed context. Healing is when you have a really bad arthritic hip,
uh-huh.
and you go to people of science who have been wondering how to make that better, and it worked with the, you know, in other words, you have a hip replacement, but
sure.
The science and technology behind it and the procedures now for how they do that are so improved from when I was in medicine and scrubbed in with the orthopedic surgeons and assisted in hip replacements. And that's one form of healing. And then you can extend to every aspect of medicine and that way. But then there is a healing that really is the healing of the soul. It's psychological healing. It's spiritual healing. And it's as important or perhaps more important than physical healing because it's only through our consciousness. We do create our own reality. I don't mean that we create the mountain we look at or the tree that's growing in our backyard,
mm-hmm.
but we create the attitude or the story we tell ourselves if the tree dies and suddenly the neighbor's house looks right into our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
We create that all the time. We create our emotional state, instant by instant, thought by thought, and healing yourself from poisoning your own being with judgments of yourself or judgments of others or future stories that scare you or future stories that unground you into false hope. False hope on a collective scale is what we call a bubble in the market.
Uh-huh.
We're long past the point where we're investing in stocks that are worth, you know, have worth. Their value is going up and up beyond any actual real worth.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other reverse bubble when we keep selling in fear and panic collectively and push ourselves into a stock market collapse because long after the danger was over, we're still afraid, so we keep behaving in frightened ways.
Mm-hmm.
The healing is the most important. Healing is the healing that liberates your heart so you can love and lets your body know what it's like to reverberate with this deep current of aliveness and some people would call it peace, and it is.
Uh-huh.
But it's a moment-by-moment process of returning to the source. And the source can't be found any other time than the present moment, so it's a moment-by-moment returning to the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the deepest healing. And of course, as we said earlier, when you stop being an unconscious disciple of fear,
uh-huh.
and you consciously decide that you want to make a space for everything that closes your heart, you start down a path of becoming a transmitter of love, and that is profound healing. When you decide what your life is really about, and you decide that for yourself, and you decide to practice every form of awareness or spiritual or prayer practice or whatever it is that supports you in becoming the human being you want to be,
uh-huh.
well, then you're healed.
Mm.
It doesn't matter if your body hurts, and it doesn't matter if you have cancer, it doesn't matter if you have heart disease, you're healed.
I love that definition. That's beautiful. Now, in your book, you talk about the importance of getting out of our stories. Now, most of us
stay stuck in our stories, believing it to be truth. How do our stories go wrong, and how do they impede our connection to being in that moment, you know, fully aware and connected?
A lot of people are talking about stories now, and the recognition that every thought creates some form of release of neurotransmitters. So the simple thought, you don't love me, which is a judgment of the other, and unless they turn around and say, you know, that's true, then you realize it's not a judgment, it's a perception.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually perceptions and facts don't hurt us, but when you say you don't love me, it's like a little child, and it makes us angry, or it makes us feel very hurt or very insecure.
Mm-hmm.
So if you realize that there are thousands of thoughts each day, and if you don't watch your thoughts and you allow yourself to identify with those thoughts, each thought's going to do something to you. Each belief does something. People believe things that are not true. In fact, there's no way to know that any belief of any kind is true. And yet there is a certain truth to all thoughts or truth to all beliefs, and that's what they make us feel.
Uh-huh.
Right then in the moment, if you believe something, it creates a sensation in you, maybe a sensation of security, maybe a sensation of vulnerability.
Uh-huh.
And then there's how you behave because of what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
So the stories that weaken you or poison fill you with emotional stress, you need to stop them. And the only way you can stop them is to recognize these stories. And as I say in the book, the subtitle of the book is Transforming Your Life Through the Power of the Present.
Mm-hmm.
So in the book I say that when the mind takes you out of the present, there's only four places it'll go. It'll take you into stories about the past or about the future or stories about yourself, stories about others, and I represent that in the form of a mandala,
yes,
like a compass or a clock, with those four directions.
Uh-huh.
And so you carry around this compass, and you say, oh, now I'm caught up in a story about the future. It's making me anxious. I'm going to drop that story right now and experience what's actually happening right now. And you come back into your body, you breathe, slow yourself down, and really take in what all your senses are bringing to you, and the body metabolizes those harmful neurotransmitters in seconds. So if you don't keep thinking thoughts that release new stress-generating neurotransmitters, the body starts to relax and become more open, and then you start to become much more intelligent, much more intuitive, much more perceptive.
Mm.
And so everything flows from that. The clarity of your life, the clarity of your choices, flows from stopping this mental clamor. I call it the narcissistic clamor.
Uh-huh.
Because it is. It's all always, you know, one form or another, self-involvement. And the fact is, it was a necessary stage of development to become this separate self-ego, which is me and mine and you and yours.
Uh-huh.
And then we outgrow it. We want to outgrow it because it's poisoning us. It's hurting us. It's diminishing our capacity to love and be loved.
You know, in your book, you talk about, there was actually an example of you working with somebody in that mandala of being, and I have to tell you, the tears were just streaming down my face because it was this man who had liver cancer. Had this profound shift that was quite beautiful. Can you share with our listeners just a little bit about that process?
Well, yeah. I remember very clearly with him, his deep story, it wasn't the fear of the cancer itself. It was the fear that he was betraying his family.
Mm, yeah.
And so he kept telling himself, I'm failing my family. I'm betraying my family. And there were corollaries to that. I'm a failure.
Uh-huh.
Not because I'm sick, I'm a failure because now I can't take care of my family. And we worked on those stories, and I got him to feel in his body who he was believing that and who he was when he really could truly stop that thought and start all over in this present moment. There is only the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt that sensation change in his body, and he felt so strongly that literally he stopped judging himself whatsoever, judging, and he And when I asked him the question, now, when you're telling yourself you failed your family because you're sick, what happens to the relational field? What happens to the ability to be in connection with your children and your wife?
Mm-hmm.
And he said it diminishes, it gets much weaker.
Mm-hmm.
And when he stood in the place where he wasn't, he stood in the present moment state where that story wasn't there. He imagined himself without that story. And I said, now imagine how you are with your family when you're not blaming yourself for being sick, not telling yourself that you're a failure because you can't take care of the family anymore. And without that, what's happening? And he said, oh, there's just love. And he went home and just started practicing being loved with his family. And that's healing.
Yes. And that's,
I believe it slows down cancer.
Sure.
I believe if it's an early cancer, it just reverses it on the spot. But when once these diseases have had enough time to take purchase in us, we can slow them down, and sometimes we can reverse them. And you never know.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing is your heart's open.
Yes.
And love is flowing. And the relational field is just delicious. And people can grieve with you, and you can grieve with them, but you're not a failure.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not an abandoner.
Yeah.
And men, you know, he was a German man, and he had a terribly strong sense of male responsibility.
Sure.
And it was killing him. It wasn't the cancer so much that was hurting him at that moment. It was those beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a beautiful story. Now, we're going to go to another break, but before we go to break, can you share with our listeners what your website is, Richard?
It's my name, richardmoss.com.
Okay.
Lots of free e-course that literally teaches people how to work with the mandala, how to work with the me, you, past, and future story.
Yeah, it's an information-packed, powerful website. We're going to have more with Dr. Richard Moss when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show. Would you like to transform your life and help create a brighter future for our planet? On November 16th, join inspiring visionaries Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden here in Seattle to Get Your Shift Together, exploring the science of personal and global transformation. Come learn the latest about the nexus between science and spirituality and gain new insights to help positively shift your own world and the world beyond. For more information about this exciting event, go to drjoedispenza.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with Dr. Richard Moss. He's the author of Inside Out Healing. And I have to tell you, Richard, it's a fabulous book. And I'm looking forward to reading your others because this is actually the first one of your books I've read. But as I was saying before, when I began to read your words, I could feel it vibrationally in my heart. It's like my vibrational being was being affected before I had even absorbed many of the words into through my intellectual mind. So why is it that something like a book or just being next to somebody with our presence can have that kind of shift on a person?
Well, you're asking a really important question. Our state of consciousness is not a mental thing. We've been rewarded for memorizing other people's ideas and regurgitating them back.
Yes,
in fact,
we have.
That's almost the definition of IQ.
Right, right.
And but there is a thing called incarnation or embodiment, which is when you know something with yourself. You know something down into the very core of your being. And so, for example, here I'll tell you. Obviously, this is true spiritually. You get next to someone who has gone very deep spiritually, and suddenly it's easier for you to face your own deepest fears.
Yes.
I had a friend who all his life had a ranch, and he heated his home with firewood, and he chopped wood with incredible skill, and I would visit him. We would herd cattle together on motorcycles, and we'd cut chop wood. When I was near him, I could chop wood really well. So whenever I went home and wanted to put wood in my fireplace, I'd just bring him into my mind, and I would chop wood with a lot of precision. I mean, it's funny because there's that Zen statement, you know, before enlightenment, chopping wood, carrying water. After enlightenment, chopping wood, carrying water. Well, interestingly enough, the very, very darkest experiences. I actually was talking to a class at Agape Church last night through Skype, and they were studying Dark Night of the Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Night of the Soul is when everything that's held us up seems to be taken away. And instead of running to our heads or running to the next project or making ourselves busy or numbing ourselves with alcohol or drugs, overwork, we really allow ourselves to go deep into feeling. So what you read in my book is how deep my body has met this consciousness, how deep I've gone into the emptiness, which for the ego is really darkness and very terrifying. Not only carried by the person and transmitted in by voice, by touch, by their energy field, their consciousness field, it also is transmitted through the writing, and it even gets anchored in physical environments where a person who brought this consciousness into and incarnated it, it starts to imbue the physical environment where they have spent time. So,
sure.
Energy work, not so that they can learn how to do healing, but so that they can learn that they're
I know we were going to get into relationships. At this point, I'm thinking that we may have to save that for another show. I'm hoping we can talk yet another time. But, you know, this one of the things that you seem to have a knack for doing is to help people get into that awareness and focus on that darkness, so to speak, and also to connect beyond and tap into that energy. Why is it important to get into that spacious connection?
Well, whenever we talk about now, we're talking about an abstraction.
Uh-huh.
Actually, think of the now of someone riding a powerful 20-foot wave. And the body is completely alive, actually paradoxically, totally relaxed, completely awake. Now, if you spend time with a surfer like that, you'll surf better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the word darkness is not darkness as something ugly or bad. Your ego doesn't know how to go into.
Uh-huh.
So like it says in the Tao Te Ching, know the light, but stand close to the dark. And it says also, know the masculine, but stand close to the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
It's important because that's limitless. When you open your eyes and you look at something and you say tree, it's completely fixed. And so when you know something with your head, when you give symbols names, when you use words, it's a very, very tiny reality. But when you know something that you can't put into words, that's an enormous reality. Mm-hmm. And that actually comforts everybody. That gives space for something to come alive in everybody. And of course, if you live that in a relationship, then your relationship starts to carry an energy that teaches other people how to live a deeper intimacy mm-hmm. in their relationship. I'm not sure I'm answering your question. I'm flowing with what I'm feeling from your question.
Yeah, and, you know, it's you have a beautiful way of putting things, and I know you've got some events coming up. You've got one coming up in Colorado in January, correct?
Yeah, 23rd to 26th, a deep work retreat in Golden. It's an old restored hotel right along the stream, wonderful park, limitless walking.
Golden's beautiful. I love Golden, Colorado.
Yeah, and it's, you know, 45 minutes from Denver, 45 minutes from the airport.
Uh-huh.
It's really accessible.
So remind our listeners how they can get in touch with your information, when you've got an abundance of it on your website, and also find out how to find your books as well as your events.
Well, of course, it's richardmoss.com. It's also, just go to my Facebook, and then you can literally watch instructional videos on different forms of centering, different forms of meditation, different forms of relaxation. There's a well-watched short video on the art of listening and another one on the art of talking. If you truly want intimacy to grow in your relationship, there's a free e-course, a two-part e-course on the website, which literally is about learning how to work with stories. As you said, my website is all about giveaway. Lots and lots of practical, helpful things.
Yeah.
And don't market a whole lot. I give it away.
Yeah, and you've certainly got generosity of spirit. And thank you for bringing through what you do and for showing up in such an amazing way to share this with others. Richard, thank you for being on my show today.
Thank you, Christina. And I hope I see you.
Oh, yes. I'd love to come. I'm hoping to come to Colorado.
Wonderful.
And
really wonderful.
I would love to have you on again so we can have a more in-depth discussion about relationships.
Let's do that.
Okay.
After the year.
Great. Thank you.
Now,
just a couple of quick announcements. I wanted to remind everybody that we have a seminar going on tomorrow afternoon at Stellar Reflections. I'm going to be talking about vibrational ease and offering you tools to transform your life. And then next Saturday, we have the wonderful Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden having a day-long event here in Seattle, telling you how to get your shift together. Thanks so much for joining me here today, and I hope to talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, Stellar Conversations to Illuminate Your Journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.